Well, that was Hector Lavoe doing El Cantante, his favorite, one of his big hits. And we played that because we are so excited right now to be speaking to the gentleman who made this production of Evolution of a Sonero come to L.A. and kind of referenced that song in the production. So we're just so excited to have Flaco Nava here in the station. So Flaco, bienvenido aquí a KPFK. Welcome to KPFK.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure and an honor to be here.
Well, I was at the premiere Saturday night, and I wasn't quite sure what to expect. But, I mean, from probably the first minute, we were hooked. I mean, it's a great, and I don't even know how to describe it. We'll describe it as much as we can. But, you know, if you like hip-hop, if you like salsa, if you like the spoken word, if you like all of that together, and you like the music all with the spoken word, if you like a one-person show, which is like a one-man show with your band, of course, you know, if you like all of that, I mean, this is a great production, and it was just thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyable. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, it's called Evolution of a Sonero. Mm-hmm. So maybe you can tell us, first of all, what is a sonero?
Absolutely. A sonero is a salsa singer that is well-versed in improvisation. And, so in salsa tunes, there are sections of a salsa song where there is a call and response kind of situation. There are a chorus, and then within these choruses, there are these mini verses. Sometimes those mini verses are improvised. And if it's done by a sonero, most of the time they will be improvised.
Yeah, and I think that's a lot in salsa, African music, whatever you want to call it. People don't realize that those are improvisations. Mm-hmm. I mean, and so a good sonero can just on a dime come up with something that, you know, it would have taken somebody a long time to write. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I'm just always so amazed when I listen to some of the great soneros of the all time. They just come off with these improvisations that are just so amazing. Yeah. And, you know, when you think about hip hop, you think, well, these guys were doing it way before the, you know, hip hop was sort of created. So mm-hmm. and so. How did you go about creating this concept of telling the story Evolution of a Sonero in your production?
Sure. I started my career at an early age in the mid-90s doing spoken word poetry. I've always wanted to be a singer. I always loved salsa music. I always loved singing. As my career progressed, I this dream kept coming to me of kind of being able to put all this skill set together and share it. I always had this image of Frank Sinatra in Vegas, him with a tuxedo and a piano player, smoking a cigarette and singing songs and telling stories. That reminds me of a song. And it was like, I want to do something like that, but in my style. And that's how kind of the original idea of Evolution of a Sonero was born.
Yeah. And I think for people, especially for New Ricans, mm-hmm. it's very relatable, you know, and I'm not talking about Puerto Ricans from New York. I think we'll certainly get the story really closely. But, you know, for me, my standpoint, I'm a Chicana, grew up here in Southern California, but I've been so involved with the music and lived through the music so much that, you know, salsa, that, I mean, I related to your performance, you know, from the get-go. So it's really a universal story that you're telling because, well, it's a human story, but you tell so many pictures of characters and experiences that there's something in there for everybody to relate to.
I agree. I mean, it's a love letter to the genre of music that has developed into the soundtrack of my life. You know, it's a love letter to the neighborhoods that I grew up in New York City. And that's the beauty of growing up in neighborhoods. We have those relatable stories of struggle, of resilience, of pride, of where you're from, and those type of things. And that's the heart and soul of this show. It's given me the opportunity to share stories of people that sometimes are underrepresented or whose stories are not told.
Yeah. Now we should mention before we get too carried away here that you're going to be there through the 28th of May, and that's at the LA Theater Center at 514 South Spring Street. I'm sure many of our listeners have been there before. And again, that's Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. So if you'd like more information, you can always call the theater at 213-489-0994. Or, of course, you can get online and look up www.latinotheaterco.org. That's latinotheaterco.org for the performances. They'll be there through May the 28th. So Evolution of a Sonero. And, you know, we're going to have a couple tickets to give away, but hold on, everybody. Not until we announce it officially, but just, you know, keep listening, because we're going to get to that point eventually. Why don't we give people a little snippet? It's not a long piece, but just a quick snippet of part of your intro to the Evolution of a Sonero, and then we'll be back and talk some more.
Sounds good.
Again, just a snippet.
I'll be the son of hardcore South Bronx Puerto Rican nationalists. An aguinaldo bomba y plena salsa rumba singing actor activist. Llevo el swing del sur del Bronx wherever I go. From the Seine in Paris to old San Juan's callejones. See, I was raised on a steady diet of Rafi Levi La Selecta, KRS-One, The Doors, Bob Marley, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, y Música de Protesta. I am the tree that grew from the seed, planted by Rubén and Willie so many years ago. Siembra! I am Juana Peña and Pedro Navaja's illegitimate child. I am salsa. I am hip-hop. I am Puerto Rico and the South Bronx. I am New York City. And my name is Flaco Navaja.
So that was just a little snippet from part of the introduction, and I think it gives our listeners a bit of an idea of what they can expect. And, you know, you're up there for what? How many minutes? 90 minutes? Almost 90 minutes?
Yeah.
I mean, the physical prowess to do that, not to miss a beat, not to miss a word. Maybe we should, you know, will you mention, talk a little bit about the creative process. How did this come to you?
Mm-hmm. Like I said earlier, I always had this dream of putting all of this skill set on display and also sharing these stories in an interesting way. When I did the first production of this in 2018 in New York at the Puerto Rican Traveling Theater, a big shout out to Pregones Theater Company and Jorge Merced, who was my first director of this film, of this, piece. And when we were exploring different ways of telling this story, it took a little while to land on the structure of a salsa song. When I figured out, if we can break down the structure of a salsa song and use that as a metaphor for my life, once we figured that out, we hit the ground running, and it poured out of me in like 2 weeks.
Wow, that makes so much sense. It gave you that structure.
It gave me a map work, exactly. Mm-hmm. It gave me a structure. I had some pieces already written. I plugged those in, and then I saw sections that needed to be filled.
Yeah.
And then that just helped the story move along.
Yeah. Now tell us, as I mentioned, it's part spoken word, but music as well. So tell us a little bit about the guys that you picked to be in your band.
Absolutely. So the LA Razorblades. So my band is called Flaco Navaja and the Razorblades. I have different versions of this band in different regions. So I have the New York Razorblades, I have the LA Razorblades, and I have the Chicago Razorblades. So the LA Razorblades, I love them so much. And they were handpicked. My first call was to a bassist named Eddie Resto. Eddie Resto is a living legend who's played with everyone from Charlie Palmieri to Hector Lavoe to Ruben Blades, everyone and anyone, Eddie Palmieri. And I met him when I first came out here in 2018. And he just is such a gracious individual and has shown me so much love and given me so much advice that he was my first call. I was like, I'm calling Eddie, and he has to say yes.
He has to say yes.
And it was a beautiful thing to hear from him that he hadn't been playing for some time. He had just gotten a hip surgery,
right.
And he had been taking a while off. And he was like, thank you for bringing me back out and playing bass again. The piano player is a brother by the name of Carlos Ordiano, who I did a gig with, a couple of gigs with in the scene in L.A. when I was living out here in 2018. And then I thought of calling him because he's a college professor. I felt great vibes when I did do gigs with him back then. And I just knew that he'd be a good musical director. And that was kind of like on a whim, I was hoping. But I figured this guy is a college professor. He knows how to deal with lots of different people.
Right.
And he'd be able to run a tight ship.
Right.
And then percussion, Joey De Leon, another veteran, also from New York. I always had great times in any gigs that I did with him when I was out here. Mm-hmm. And I knew he was just not only capable, but I knew he would bring his own style and flavor, and he's a beast of a musician. The youngest in the group is Juan Moreno. Juan Moreno is a very, very talented conga player who I've seen play around town with different groups. One of them was called Sangre Nueva. I did a gig with them a couple of times, and we just did a couple of gigs. And I'm all about sharing space with people that I'm going to be comfortable with and enjoy being around.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be the best musicians. I'm blessed that these guys are the best musicians, but they're also just great people. And I think that we have created a wonderful cohesive unit, and they feed off each other. They joke when we're in backstage, it's a blast. When we're in the dressing room, it's so much fun and it's funny. And and to round out the group, Richard Velzen on trombone. I've done many a gig. He was an LA Razorblade from the get. And I got a lot of love for the guy.
And it's so interesting how you've incorporated music into your performance, because as we were speaking earlier, it's actually one of the characters. For me, it was one of the characters.
Absolutely.
The timing, the musical interjections, your pauses, your... I mean, it was all so smooth and all one that, you know, it would be great to see you without the music, but with the music, with the music, you were still one.
Mm-hmm,
you know, it was really. I kept thinking, man, how much did they rehearse to get all these, all these things? So, I mean
it's a testament to their professionalism. It's a testament to their musicianship. It's also a testament to the libretto being written so clearly by Carlos Cuevas, who was the original piano player and musical director in New York. And when I did a production of this, show very recently in Chicago in October with the Urban Theater Company, directed by Miranda Gonzalez, who is the director of the show right now. And so this is a transfer of the Chicago production brought to LA. So when we were going to do the Chicago production, we needed the music to be written clearly so I can just hand musicians a book.
Exactly.
Like, this is what you're going to play. Watch this video, read this, and you should be good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now strap on and let's get on this ride.
Yeah.
And that's how it worked.
Yeah.
So it was great foresight that Urban Theater Company had as well to pay for this libretto to be created.
It was funny though, because when I was watching the band members, I could see that they were, reading. But so much of what they did looked so instinctual, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if they hadn't had it written, it seems like they would have known what to do at the appropriate time. Because, as you mentioned, they were all master musicians. So,
yeah.
And they were with you musically and with you.
Early on, we had to, it was very important for me to give them ownership. Let them know that this is their story as much as it is mine.
Yeah.
That this is their piece as much as it is. And once they have ownership, then they're allowed to play. It's not. There were many times that I was like, "All right, you know the music enough that you could look off the page, follow the story."
Yeah. That's what it is. It's a story. Let's give another quick listen to another part from your introduction.
Cool.
Okay, we'll do that right now, and then we'll be back more with Flaco Navaje here on Canto Tropic. I mean, on Global Village here on KPFK.
Soy el sur de Bronx.
three foes. Intimidated by my ill rhymes and my deep flows. I make them run back home, back to the lab, mad, cause they don't got the gift of gab that they thought they had.
So again, that was just a quick selection from part of the production of Evolution of a Sonero. So you're going to be here, I guess we got to tell people, because, you know, it doesn't help to talk about this if we don't let them where they can go catch you. So again, it's going to be at the LA Theater Center downtown. That's at 514 South Spring Street. He's going to be there through May the 28th, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. For more information, you can call the theater, 213-489-0994, or, of course, you can just go online to Latino Theater Co. That's latinotheaterco.org to look into getting tickets for that great performance. And very shortly, we're going to be doing a ticket giveaway, so keep listening for that. So all I could think of, too, when I was watching the performance was how much fun you were having.
Yeah.
and also, because you're telling your story, really. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't realize that at first, mm-hmm. that it was really, well, it's your story, right?
It absolutely is my story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I take the structure of a salsa song and use that as a metaphor for my life.
Yeah, so it's very interesting. So if you like these kind of performances, that they're all everything we've already described, but also a very personal story, a kind of autobiographical. It's, you know, this production has a little bit of something for everyone. Now, of course, all the Puerto Ricans in the crowd were going crazy. I couldn't help but notice that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a beautiful thing. It's not often that we get to share our stories, especially on an LA stage. Mm-hmm. You know. In New York, it's kind of little bit more known. I mean, the first production of this show was done at the Puerto Rican Traveling Theater, which is in the Times Square area of Manhattan. So to be blessed with the opportunity by the Latino Theater Company here in LA to come and share this show in Los Angeles, it was very important for us to get the word out to our Puerto Rican transplants and people that were born here. From Puerto Rican parents that we got a Puerto Rican production coming into town, you know?
Yeah, I know one of the funny parts for me where you're talking about, I don't know, was it your uncle that was, or your father who was all dressed in the Puerto Rican flag?
Yeah, that's my dad.
Yeah, your dad, because, you know, whenever I've gone for like the Dia de San Juan, uh-huh. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a group of people that are more proud of their flag than Puerto Ricans. I mean, because yeah. It's everything from the hat to the socks and everything in between. Mm-hmm. It's got that flag on it.
You know what it is? It's that we have such a long colonial history.
Exactly.
And a difficult relationship with this country. And it's been so important for us to display our personality. And part of that is pride. And part of that is the flag as a symbol of that.
Yeah. So it's just a wonderful production, and I'm so glad that number one, that I could see it and that you could be here with us this morning. Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you'd like to say, or any observation, or?
No, I'm just living in a perpetual state of gratitude, and that is gratitude to my parents for instilling this pride of being Puerto Rican in me. Gratitude to Urban Theater Company in Chicago for believing in my story at a time where I needed to be held. I moved to Chicago a year ago during difficult circumstances, and I couldn't have prayed for a softer landing. To be embraced by the community in Humboldt Park, Chicago, which is a Puerto Rican neighborhood, and to be able to be nurtured back to health in a lot of ways. Mm. And do my show in Chicago. And then for them to continue to champion this piece and advocate for it to come out to Los Angeles. And big shout out to Jose Luis Valenzuela and Evelina and all the people from the Latino Theater Company. I performed in that same theater in 2017 as part of a theater festival with a show called El Apagón, which is put on by Bregones Theater Company and the Puerto Rican Traveling Theater in New York. And that was my first introduction to LA in a lot of ways. So to come back and do my show in that same beautiful space is just a blessing on a blessing.
Yeah. Well, how exciting. Well, I just want to congratulate you. And I certainly urge our listeners to, you know, if you want to see, have a delightful night of theater and music and spoken word and just everything that we've talked about, you might want to check it out at the Evolution of a Soneto at the LA Theater Center through May the 28th with performances on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And now, Flaco, tell me what song you prefer that we close with. Estoy cansado or jodido pero contento?
Let's do Estoy cansado, okay. Pelao, because that's a personal piece that I wrote myself.
Okay, great.
And also, before I head out, you can follow me on Instagram at Flaco Navaja, one word. Also, Facebook at Flaco Navaja. Also, Twitter at Flaco Navaja.
Okay, and in case anybody wants to know, that's Navaja, at N-A-V-A-J-A, Flaco Navaja.
So correct, on Flaco with a C and no K.
Okay, there we go, just to make things very clear. So that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it's ticket time. We've got two pairs of tickets for the Friday, that's this Friday, May 19th performance. It's at 8 p.m. at the L.A. Theater Center for Evolution of a Soneto. So if you've kind of your interest has been tickled and you want to go see it, we've got two pairs of tickets for you right now to go see Evolution of a Soneto at the LA Theater Center at 514 South Spring Street in LA. That's for the Friday, this Friday, May 19th at 8 p.m. So give us a call at 818-985-5735 and hit 1. 818-985-5735. You know, I say this number so often and I'm forgetting it. 818-985-5735. Hit one and maybe you'll be a happy ticket winner. So we've got those tickets right now at 818-985-5735. Hit one to get to the call center. So Flaco, we're going to close now with Estoy cansado de estar pelao, which translate for our audience means
I'm tired of being broke.
To put it in simple words, estoy cansado de estar pelado. So anyway, thank you so much, Flaco, for taking time to be with us.
Oh,
and
no,
just wishing you the best of luck. Can we wish you luck or continue to break your leg? But that's not right either.
I say
just
all of the
continued
above.
Success. Continued success with your production, your performance there.
And
just know that anytime you do anything here in LA, we hope we're one of your first stops.
Thank you.
Okay,
you
thanks
definitely
again.
Will be.
Thanks, Flaco.
The bills still ain't paid todavía. Estoy cansado de estar pelao. Me levanto a las 6 un cafecito a trabajar. Uno de los tres trabajos que me ayudan a bregar. I swallow my pride and say yes, sir, porque estar pelado no está en nada. Time to make the donuts. Siempre está el pelao, oye, no.
Estoy cansado de siempre estar pelao.
Trabajo de noche y día, the bills still ain't paid todavía.
Estoy cansado de siempre estar pelao.
Me duele la espalda de tanto trabajar.
Estoy cansado de siempre estar pelao.
Salgo para la ciudad, loco de contento con mi cargamel. Spinning, signaling the beginning of a long day. Five destinations in 8 hours, and this lack of sleep got me running mad late. To stop one, teaching writing on Rikers Island. Stop two, Wendy's commercial audition, Bojangling, cheese smiling. Stop three, jet to the set of East Willie B. Stop four, eat a slice before I faint. Call the bank and check up on my current financial state. Your current and available checking balance is negative $36.45. Damn. Stop five. Just in time I arrive. Mic check. This set's about to get the spot live. And as soon as I close my eyes, the story will just rewind. Siempre está el pelao.